Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk for today, June 10th. I am your host, Janice Tunnell, and our guest this evening is Kataya King of the Nishu Beauty, Beauty Blog. And before we talk to Kataya, I just want to let everybody know that our call-in number is 914-803-4399. Again, that's 914-803-4399. I see we have callers already, so please hold on. We'll get to you. Also, just want everyone to know you can also send your questions and comments to info@illusionsbeauty.com, and please join us in the Beauty Lounge, which is the chat room here on Blog Talk Radio, if you can. Now I'd like to hand it over to my sister, and she has a little bit of information that she'd like to share.
Yes, thank you, and good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Beauty Lounge. The big news for this week, at least to me, the big news is IMATS New York City. For those who don't know what IMATS is, you ought to be ashamed of yourself if you've been listening to this show and you don't know, because I've been talking about it every week now. But the International Makeup Artist Trade Show is coming to New York City in 2011, and to be exact, it's coming April 9th and 10th in 2011, and it's going to be held at 82 Mercer in Soho. So we'll give you more information on that as it becomes available, but I'm super excited. If you want to check out all the IMATS shows and where they're located and any information about the classes that are going to take place at the shows and the show in L.A. that's coming up June 26th and 27th, you can go to www.imatsshow.com. And last week when we were speaking with Veronica Lane of the Makeup Artist Workshop, we were speaking about knowing your history as far as your makeup history. And I just wanted to give everyone two books that they can use as research in like vintage faces and, you know, vintage hairstyles. And the first book is entitled exactly that, Vintage Face. It's period looks from the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. And 1940s Hairstyles is the hair book. And they're both by Daniela, and I'm not sure of how to pronounce her last name, but it's spelled F-U-R-U-D-I-C-H. And I'll have all of this information on the blog a little later on, so you can check that out as well. And that's all I have this week.
Cool. Those are really great books. And I'm not sure, but I think that the Vintage Faces book is no longer in print. So you may want to check, you know, something like Amazon or something like that and see if you can find something. But I don't think you can go anywhere, like to a bookstore any longer and purchase that. So thank you very much. Also, IMATS Pasadena is June 26th and 27th for those of you who may be in the Southern California area or who don't mind flying out there. That's coming up soon.
When attending IMATS Pasadena, I'll actually look for the book because normally Makeup Artist Magazine will have some of those books still. I'll look for the book, and if they have it, I'll purchase the book and I'll give it away in the Beauty Lounge when we come back. How about that?
Oh, cool. Sounds good to me. That's great, and it is definitely important to kind of, to know your history and to know how to do hair and makeup according to, I guess, whatever you are, makeup artist or hairstyles. It is very important to know how to do the period looks as well. But moving on, we are here tonight with our guest, Kataya King of the Nishu Beauty Report. Welcome to Beauty Talk.
Hello, ladies, and thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. We're so happy to have you on.
Thank you for joining us.
I must say that your beauty blog is one of my favorite, and I think it's a very attractive beauty blog. I mean, you know, when you go to the site and look at it, all of my favorite colors are there. So, you know, I think it's one of the nicest looking blogs that I've seen in a while. So I just wanted to let you know that before we got into the conversation.
Well, thank you very much for that. I really, really appreciate it. And before we get started, I just want to thank you two for asking me to join you tonight. I'm humbled and I'm honored. And so I want you to know that I'm very thankful for this opportunity.
You're so welcome.
So thank you very much.
You're welcome. we're glad to, and we're, you know, definitely glad to have you on. We've talked about it so long ago about trying to get you on, so I'm glad that we were, you know, reached out to you and you were able to come.
Thank you. I was going to get you involved in something that we did. I didn't care what it was. It was going to be something. So I just had to keep pressing.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate it.
So let's jump right into the conversation. I wanted to talk a little bit for a little while tonight, a little bit about you and your background and experience in the beauty world. Can you tell us a little bit about you, where you're from, and your first experience in beauty and how you got started long before you even came up with the idea of doing a blog?
Okay. So a little bit about me. I am originally from the Midwest. I grew up in Indiana. Definitely a small town girl with dreams out of this world. And I guess where beauty comes into play would just simply be, you know, playing with my dolls, you know, my mother letting me do her hair, my grandmother, my aunts, you know, watching the women around me, you know, take care of themselves, both internally and externally. You know, watching my mom and her regimen, you know, which included not only taking care of her skin and her hair, but working out, you know, exercising. You know, we were always the kids at the exercising class, you know, on the side, playing around, running around, being bad, you know. And I can remember for as long as I know, you know, tagging along with my mom, you know, whether it was like a tennis match or an exercising class. So I had the opportunity to see the women around me, you know, taking care of themselves, you know, both internally and externally, you know, along with the love that I had for hair, which was just, you know, playing with my dolls and doing everybody's hair, you know, around me. So I think that's where it all started. Now, once I graduated high school, I went away to college, and I majored in chemistry. I went to Spelman. Loved chemistry. I was pre-med, was going to be a doctor. It was chemistry. But, you know, I still had this love for beauty. But it was never anything I talked about.
Right.
It was more so, you know, my roommate freshman year allowing me to put a relaxer in her hair. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had no license, but, you know, I was dying to do it, and she was the only one who would let me. You know, and after having own hair relaxed.
Can I stop you for one minute?
Sure.
Now, if you don't mind sharing with us, when did you go to Spelman?
A while ago.
Okay, a while ago.
I went to Spelman many, many years ago before I started the path that I'm on right now.
But I asked that because you said that, you know, you had this love for beauty. And, you know, your major was chemistry. You were pre-med. You know, you loved chemistry. But you didn't really speak about the beauty. And I was going to say, you know, back then, long, long time ago, when you were at Spelman, you know, those weren't things that people necessarily focused on. You know, it, more the beauty-related fields were things were fields that you didn't necessarily have to go to college, you know, to attain the knowledge. You know, you could go to a trade school or something like that. So, I mean, I say all of that to say that those things weren't talked about a lot during those times. So of course, you would focus more on getting your education, you know, the chemistry, the pre-med, because for most people, for some people, depending on how long ago it was, those are fields that they never really thought that, yeah, they see people who are hairstylists and, you know, they see movies and they don't really think about makeup artists being a part of those movies. Or maybe they've, you know, if you grow up in Hollywood, then you know all of that stuff. But when you don't grow up in Hollywood and sometimes you do grow up in a small town, you may not even necessarily know that a makeup artist is a part of that whole team that put that movie together.
And you're exactly right. I actually didn't consider or had not considered a career in beauty back then. You know, but I always admired the work of, you know, the hairstylists that I love so much and the makeup artists and the people behind the scenes. But back then it was, you know, go to college, get your degree, go to graduate school or some type of professional school, and then get the dream job. And so I think that that was definitely the path that I was on. But I will say that I still, you know, in my own way, still try to pursue in the beauty route without, you know, publicizing it or, you know, actively going out and pursuing it. You know, like my roommate would let me do her hair. I had a classmate who was also a chemistry major. And, you know, our senior year at Spelman for our analytical chemistry class, we asked the professor if we could bring in lye and no-lye relaxers and investigate the chemical compositions. And, you know, look at what was caustic and what wasn't caustic. Without getting too technical and into the science, we both have this love for beauty. So I'm saying all this to say that I guess this was all destined to be in some way, shape, or form. My classmate actually went on to become a chemist for Procter & Gamble, whereas I took a different route. But it's so funny because by the time we graduated from Spelman, she and I always said that, you know, we're going to open up a salon. It's going to be a fabulous salon. We're going to launch a line of hair care and skincare products, et cetera, et cetera. So I think, you know, the passion for beauty was there, though I wasn't, I guess, actively pursuing it at that point. And so, just to speed this up, after, you know, graduating from Spelman, I worked professionally in a lot of different areas. I worked for a management consulting firm for a couple years. I worked in advertising for a television entertainment network. And then finally one day, you know, I decided to start pursuing the beauty field. And for me, that was actually going to cosmetology school. That is what I wanted to do. I wanted to go to cosmetology school. Once I finished cosmetology school, I went to aesthetic school. You know, why stop? I love this. Right. This is my passion. I eat, sleep, breathe this. You know, it didn't feel like work. And, you know, I was working full-time, and I did all of this both full-time and part-time. I started working at a salon. I started working at a spa. I mean, when it's your passion, it doesn't feel like work. You don't want to stop. You know, there were people you know, at a certain point who were like, you know, you need to be careful, you need to slow down, you can't do it all, you know, why don't you wait to do this and wait until you finish this? But it's, when it's your passion, I mean, it's, you just feel unstoppable. And so that is part of the path, or part of, you know, how I got to where I am now. And
right.
So the blog itself, I actually started the blog near the completion of cosmetology school. And the blog for me was just a way to share this passion with the world. You know, I had seen other beauty bloggers or seen other beauty blogs on the web. I admired what, you know, those bloggers were doing, and I wanted to do it as well. And for me, it was a way to express my love for beauty, my passion. And so I started blogging, started teaching myself at different platforms and, you know, how to upload content and, you know, just the ins and outs of blogging. And so that's how the blog was born.
Wonderful story.
How long did you work before you entered cosmetology school?
I worked professionally for about 9 to 10 years.
Okay. And the reason why I ask you that is because I just want people to hear how you can still have this passion, but it's still okay to have what some people would call a normal job. You know, if you like, because there are some people who they pursue their passions and they think, okay, I'm just going to make all this money doing hair, doing whatever. And when they're not at a certain level or they're not experienced enough, sometimes they fail, you know, and yes, they can make it, but sometimes they need that normal job to be able to sustain themselves until they get finished with the training. So I just want people to hear that, you know, it's okay to go out and get a job while you're doing this.
I mean, it's definitely okay. I mean, I didn't go to cosmetology school at 17 or 18 or while I was
right.
in high school.
Right.
I went after I finished college. I mean, I think I had actually started a graduate program. I had completed a post-baccalaureate program at another school, and then I decided life is too short. I need to start pursuing my passion now, you know.
Right.
And so, yeah, I was an adult, and, you know, my parents were no longer supporting me. So
right.
I think when it's your passion, you do what you have to do. You hustle. You have sleepless nights. You rearrange your schedule. You basically do what you have to do to make your dreams come true, and that's basically what I did. And it was hard. I will tell you that it was very hard to do all of that at once, but there was just this unstoppable drive, and there still is. So you just do it.
Yeah,
sure, absolutely right.
It's funny that you say, you know, you kind of rearrange your schedule, because I can remember working as an accountant, also doing working as a makeup artist for a couple of the local news stations here in Atlanta, and I can remember getting a call saying that there's breaking news, you need to get over to the station. So I remember taking my lunch break, which I took a late lunch that day. I left work, went over to the news station to make up the anchors, left the news station, and came back to work. Nobody knew that I even left.
It's amazing.
You will
it's
do
amazing.
Some crazy stuff.
You will. You will. And I think when it really is your calling, when it really is your passion, I think the universe aligns itself for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Not that it all will be easy.
Right.
But the opportunities readily present themselves, and it's basically up to you to take advantage and figure out how you can make it all happen.
That's so true.
Right.
Let's take a call right now from a caller in the 347 area code. Hello, caller. How are you? Hello.
Hi. This is Ayana Shamiz.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi. I'm really great. I just want to say I really admire how Katia has just pursued her passion and how she has just committed herself and dedicated herself to beauty despite having had people, you know, discourage her and say you should wait or this is, you know, an unconventional route. I just applaud you and I, you know, support you 100% in your endeavor, and I think that the work that you're doing is wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Inspiring.
That means so much to hear.
Very
Thank
inspiring.
You.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ayana.
You're welcome.
That was nice. So, Katia, let's see. Okay, so you went to school, studied chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Graduated.
Mm-hmm.
Even thought about doing some extra schooling. Then you went forward with your cosmetology and then aesthetics. Was there anything else that you tried?
I've taken makeup courses as well. So, I mean, mm-hmm. That's basically it.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're like, okay, that's it. But, I mean, that covers everything. Really, it covers everything, pretty much.
And I mean, I guess it does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, initially it was only cosmetology school because I love doing hair and
right.
all about hair, and I need to know everything there is to know about hair. I want to do hair. I want to open a salon. But then once I was exposed to,
mm-hmm.
you know, skincare, because you do have, you know, a couple
yes.
chapters on, you know, skin histology and the physiology and skin care. I was like, I've got to go to aesthetic school. Like, I can't just stop here. So.
Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes in the beauty profession all around, sometimes, like, you know, like, I'm a makeup artist. But there is a design, and I am a licensed nail technician, but there is a desire to know a little bit about all of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so for some people, they want to go and get a license in all of it. Some people, you know, like myself, I don't want to go that far, but, you know, I do desire to learn a little bit about some of the other areas that I'm not licensed in, but it's all, you know, it's all beauty.
Right, right.
And
for the most part, you know, once you get the cosmetology license, I mean, you're licensed to do hair,
yes,
you're
covered.
Licensed to do
mm-hmm.
nails. I think you can do facial waxing.
Mm-hmm.
So it encompasses a lot.
Yes. It does. So now that you have all of that,
mm-hmm.
what's next? How do you feel you, yourself, fit into this big scheme of beauty?
Well, as far as short-term goals,
uh-huh.
They definitely include opening a salon and a spa and launching a line of products, hair care and skin care. As far as long-term goals, the sky is the limit. I mean, I definitely love to open a beauty institute, a beauty school, because, I mean, the education, I think, is so important if that's your passion, if that's your love.
Right.
And so I definitely see myself doing that. I'd also love to open an agency to represent, you know, makeup artists, skincare therapists, hairstylists, nail technicians, to make sure that they are fairly represented, you know, when it comes to, you know, print and editorial and television and the movie industry. I mean, the sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm. What do you
And I also see myself writing a book, but that's long, long, long term.
Right,
you know,
right.
I definitely want to get, you know, a ton of experience, and even do further study before, you know, writing a book. But that's definitely one of the plans as well.
Okay. Then you spoke about a beauty school and an agency. Where do you think you would like to open up something like that? What part of the country?
I'll just say the East Coast. Okay. Now, let me just say New York.
Okay.
New York.
Okay.
Since you're going to open up an agency, where can I send my book for you to see?
Oh, I will definitely make sure that information is publicized and known, and I would love to represent you too. Love it.
Can we take a few questions from the Beauty Lounge?
Okay.
Okay. We have Coffee. I guess I'll say the number too. It's Coffee 0410. She wants to know if there's any advice to get over the initial fear and take that plunge. I guess take that plunge into starting your career. She's an auditor and a grad student, so she relates to your story.
Well, first I have to say hello to Coffee 0410. she's one of my Twitter buddies. So thank you, girl, for tuning in.
All right.
I appreciate your support. And back to your question as far as getting over that fear, I would definitely say prayer and planning and just believing in yourself. Because let me tell you, I was in cosmetology school for 6 months before I told anybody, except for my parents.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Sometimes you don't need to tell people what you're doing because people will stomp all over your dreams because they're too scared to pursue their own.
Right.
Most of the time, you don't need to tell anyone. And, you know, I mean, sometimes people will get upset when you don't share certain things with them, but sometimes you just can't. Sometimes you just can't.
You can't. And this is real talk. This is me talking from my heart. It took me a long time to pursue this.
Mm-hmm.
A very, very long time. And it's just prayer and planning, believing in yourself and going for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I was scared. I was fearful. Well, what are people going to think? You know, she has this degree. Why isn't she going to medical school? Or, you know, why isn't she going to graduate school? You know, cosmetology school, she could have done that when she was 17, you know, and been established at this point in her career. You know, why is she doing it now? I even heard someone tell me, well, why do you want to go to cosmetology school? Why don't you just buy a salon, you know, and open it up and run it? See, that's why you can't tell people all of your dreams.
Right.
Because I very well could have bought a salon or just, you know, opened a salon and started a product line, you know. I could have done that and, you know, kept my corporate job or, you know, what have you. But that was not what was in my heart. And that was not my path. So,
wasn't part of your plan either.
Right, exactly. And so I just share that, you know, as an example of some of the things that, you know, people said to me and some of the things that I went through, et cetera, et cetera. So, and I hope it helps you.
Yeah, that's good advice. And then we have another question from Technicolor, and she's curious about the ins and outs of how advertisers contact you to have their banners placed on your blog. And do they insert it themselves, or do you have to place it yourself?
First of all, I have to say hello to her, too, because she follows me on Twitter as well. So thank you. As far as banner advertising, there's so many routes There's so many ways to put banners on your blog. There are affiliate programs that you can join. There are ad networks such as Total Beauty, Glam.com, and then advertisers will reach out to you via email and ask you what you charge for a banner ad or a link on your blog. And in that case, you would set your own prices and your own terms, and you would work with them directly, you know, to collect payment. And you would place the banners and the links on the blog yourself. I have been a part of a couple of affiliate networks and ad networks, and from my experience, that's been the case as well. They'll tell you where they want the ads placed, if it's above the fold or below the fold. They'll specify and give you those specifications. And then within your blogging platform, you'll go in on the back end and you'll place those ads yourself. And usually the ad network or the affiliate network will pay you monthly or whatever the terms are for receiving payment. So I hope that helped.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Now that she asked
everyone in the beauty lounge is excited that you're here, and they're all very inspired by you.
Woohoo! Yay! Thank you.
So now that Technicolor brought up the question about the blog, I wanted to go into talking about your blog. And I know you said that your blog was basically, you know, a way for you to express your love for beauty and to show your passion, or share your passion, rather, for beauty with the world. Is there another purpose for your blog besides that? I know that's probably initially how it started, but do you have another purpose for your blog or a particular direction that you want your blog to go in?
Well, I'd have to say that if there's anything I want you to take away from reading my blog, because there are 1,000,001 other beauty blogs on the web that are fabulous, that are amazing, that are well-written, beautifully designed. But when you visit my blog, I want you to take away how to care for your skin, how to care for your hair. I think the health of your hair, the health of your skin is first and foremost, most important for me. You know, and I always invite people via Twitter or the blog, send me your questions. If you have skincare questions, send them. If you have hair care questions, send them. That's first and foremost for me. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the product reviews, you know what? I'm a product junkie too. You know, I've used 1,000,000 products. You know, I'm pitched and asked to write about 1,000,000 products. But at the end of the day, and I think this was written in the New York Times, there's a new beauty product born every 2.5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So I say that to say that every day there's a new product. I mean, there's always going to be a new beauty product to be written about. You know, and some products are going to come, some products are going to stay the course. But the knowledge that you take away about caring for your hair and caring for your skin, you know, I think that's invaluable.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's exactly what I take away from your blog. And I think that's why it's one of my favorites and I like it so much, because you do get that. You get the knowledge of how to take care of your skin, how to take care of your nails, how to take care of your hair. Sometimes I see so many beauty blogs, and they're just full of, you know, different product reviews and this product and that product, and everybody's, you know, reviewing the same product. And it just seems like there's such so much competition with people trying to be the first to review this, the first to review that. But to me, it's not teaching you anything. Like, I can go buy that product and review it for myself, because you can, you know, you can review it, but it doesn't mean that it's going to work the same for me, you know. So I can buy that product and it doesn't do anything for me. I can review it for myself. But when you're teaching someone about certain hair products and why you should use certain hair products for a certain hair type, to me, that's more informative.
And that is exactly what I want you to take away from my blog. And don't get me wrong, let me back up. I'm not bashing blogs that are just for product reviews. I am not doing that. I mean, I think it's great. Like I said before, I'm a product junkie too. You know, I want to know what the newest products are as well, and I want to review them for myself and share them for my readers. Yes, I do. But at the end of the day, like I said, there's a new beauty product being born every couple of seconds, you know.
Right.
And some products are going to stay the course, and some products, you know, will be on the market today, and we will have forgotten about it 6 months from now, you know?
Right, right.
But I think the knowledge that you take away will be with you forever, hopefully, you know,
yeah,
and it's knowledge that you can share. It's knowledge that you can learn from. It's knowledge that you can, you know, improve the health of your skin and improve the health of your hair. And so that's really what I want readers and visitors to take away from my blog.
And I think you kind of answered the next question that I was going to ask, but if there's anything additional, maybe then you can maybe add it. But I was going to ask you, what makes your blog different, or is there a difference from your blog and other blogs? But I think one of the things, I guess, is that, you know, you wanting people to take away how to care for their hair and skin, you know, a lot of blogs are just for beauty product reviews. I know with our blog, we try to focus on helping people, so showing people how to use, you know, how to use a certain product, or just pretty much like what you're saying, you know, asking people, you know, about their skin and answering their questions and that kind of thing. Our blog is pretty kind of different from most blogs. We don't do a lot of product reviews. There are some, but not a lot at all. We're pretty much using it as a platform where we can help folks. So is there anything different besides what you just said about your blog than other blogs?
I'd have to say that you know, that would be it. You know, and I hope that, you know, in reading my blog, people are able to feel the passion behind the blog. I mean, I think that's most important.
Right.
And I think that's basically it.
I love the magazine covers. I absolutely love covers.
Thank you. I am a magazine
It's so cute. Now, Technicolor had another question. She had a part two to her question that I didn't see at first. And basically, she was wondering, how many hours a week do you have to put into maintaining your blog and researching info for a post?
Honestly, the blog is like working a part-time job.
Right.
Yeah. The blog is like working a part-time job. I don't want to sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
I don't want to make it seem like it's something it's not, because it is. I mean, if you're not blogging about your passion, I doubt that your blog will last. Let me just say that. Because it takes time. I'm sure it probably, I don't know how many hours people think, you know, I spend on it. But let me tell you, many, many nights, weekends, Saturdays, Sundays, it's like a part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that said, you definitely need to be passionate about if you're choosing to blog, whatever it is you're blogging about, and dedicate it. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're not willing to stick with it, it won't last.
No.
Absolutely. Where do you see your blog, let's say, 5 years from now?
5 years from now, I'm really hoping that the blog really supports itself and is self-sufficient. I'm hoping to have a team of writers, you know, writing for the blog. Of course, I would remain editor-in-chief, but, I mean, I'd love to have a team of passionate writers contributing. But I would definitely love to keep a presence on the web. So that's what I'm envisioning.
Let me ask you. I know some beauty blog writers desire to be beauty editors for, like, magazines that are in print. Was that ever a goal of yours?
It's so funny you asked that. I'd have to say no.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a goal of mine, and it was never a goal of mine, but I am a magazine junkie. Anybody who knows me well knows that I subscribe to probably any and every magazine. When I'm in the bookstore, I'm picking up all of the international editions of the magazines. I actually started with a magazine subscription. I don't even think I was double digits. I must have been like 8 or 9. And the magazine was either Young Miss before it became YM or it was YM. So it's funny you ask that, because you would think that, you know, I probably wanted a career, you know, within that industry, but no.
Do you still have all those magazines?
I actually don't have the YMs or the Young Miss magazines. I don't have those. I do still have some of my Suedes. I still have some of my Honeys. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of my international versions, but I don't have, like, you know how Carrie Bradshaw in Sex and the City has a wall of her magazines?
Yeah.
And they're all, you know, organized and categorized. I don't have that. I haven't been able to quite keep up with them all over the years, but I have a lot.
I still have all of my Allure magazines.
Oh, my God.
Since 98.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. I wish.
I need clean house now. I need clean house to come. Because I don't have the space.
There was a question that I had for you, but it slipped my mind because, you know, once you start talking about all the different magazines, my mind went to just old magazines, and I lost the question that I was going to ask.
If you could be a beauty editor of a magazine, which magazine would you want it to be?
Not a fair question.
Because you love them all.
Too many of them out there.
I can't give you one. I just can't. I'm sorry.
I have a question from Jen James Beauty. She says, would you like to break out as a Huffington Post of beauty, so to speak, where respected editors and fashion journalists write for the blog? And she says, do it.
Jen James follows me on Twitter. Hey. I'm sorry. I have to shout out my followers. Thank
you. Oh, that's right.
Jen James was up early this morning with me.
Oh, wow.
I didn't go to bed till 5:30 this morning, and she was up early calling me an early riser. I said, no, ma'am, I didn't go to bed yet.
Oh, wow. Whoa. I mean, I think that's a fabulous idea and an amazing concept. I mean, why not? You know, why not?
Yeah. Someone needs to offer that opportunity to you. That would be cute.
Let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
I know you attend Fashion Week.
Yes.
What do you get out of Fashion Week that you bring back for your blog, and how does it help you, I guess, as a beauty, I'll call you a beauty expert, because I can't just say you're a hairstylist, you're not just one thing. So how does attending Fashion Week on a regular basis help you as a beauty expert, but then also what do you get out of it and bring back to your blog?
Well, going to Fashion Week for me is first and foremost about the beauty.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to say that backstage for a beauty editor or a beauty lover or a beauty enthusiast is our front stage.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're back there to see the beauty as art, as my friend Ayana Shamis would say. I mean, you're back there to witness the art of beauty, just like those who are in the front stage are there to witness the art of the fashion.
Right.
Right.
I'm backstage to witness the art of beauty. So I want to talk to the hairstylist. I want to talk to the makeup artist, the nail technicians, and I want to know what the concept is, what you're using, why you're using it, how does it fit in with the designer's concept.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes they'll share whatever their forecast is or whatever they're forecasting the trend to be for, you know, that next fall or that next spring. But I think oftentimes, you know, when you think of Fashion Week, you think about the clothes.
Right.
But there are so many amazing people backstage making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many people backstage, like I said, creating art, you know, through, you know, however they're doing the hair or whatever the face is for the day. And so I think it's important for my readers to see that aspect of Fashion Week. You know, to get to know who these people are, learn who they are, learn, you know, how they came to be who they are, and what, you know, what path they took to get to where they are. And so that's why I'm back there. I'm back there to highlight what they're doing and what they're forecasting as, you know, the current trends to be for the next season. You know, I love fashion, but beauty is my passion. And so, you know, I want to be called a fashionista, but I think I'm better called a beautynista. So,
absolutely.
But yeah, that's why I attend Fashion Week, and so, you know, I hope my readers enjoy, you know, the coverage that I present to them.
Absolutely. What do you think about? I mean, I know you have your blog, but how do you feel social networking has increased your followers of your blog or just the visibility of your blog? How has social networking helped you?
I think social networking has had an amazing impact on, you know, the visibility of my blog, the growth in my leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think, you know, the sky's the limit. You know, I try to embrace it and I try to use it, you know, as effectively as I can. And I love it. So, yeah, it's had an amazing impact.
Which do you prefer better, Facebook or Twitter?
I'd have to say Twitter. I was a Twitter addict when I first started out. I've kind of calmed down with it somewhat. But definitely Twitter over Facebook.
Great.
Okay. I'm a Facebook junkie.
I'm a Twitter junkie.
And my sister loves Twitter.
Yeah, definitely Twitter.
Why? Because it's easier, it doesn't take a lot of time.
You know, it's quick. It's,
mm-hmm.
you know, what is it, 140 characters, and then you're on to whatever's next. you know, it's instant. You know, Facebook, it's like they're always changing the layout, you know, rules, and then the privacy controls change. And
yeah,
it's Facebook for me, honestly, is just, it gets to be too consuming.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I've managed to somewhat automate my page. I probably shouldn't be telling everybody this. But I'll just say that the blog and Twitter are all linked to my Facebook page.
Right.
I'll just leave it at that.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You do one thing and then you're done.
Exactly.
We have a couple of more questions from the chat room.
Okay.
Akashi wants to know, who are some of your inspirations, beauty or other? And then Ms. Couture, speaking of forecasting, what do you think is next, the next trend in makeup?
Okay. Answering coffee's question first, within the beauty industry, top of mind is definitely Marsha Kilgore.
Mm-hmm.
She is the founder of Bliss Spas.
Uh-huh.
She is an esthetician who started doing facials out of her apartment in New York City,
mm-hmm.
Opened a spa, which became to be known as Bliss, and then opened several locations. She then started a product line. And I'm not telling you, you know, every detail, but just to sum it up, started a product line, grew her Bliss Beauty empire, and then ended up selling it and moved on to create Fit Flops.
Mm-hmm.
I think she has another line called Soap and, I think it's Soap and Glory.
I love that.
I mean, just amazing. Amazing. Like, definitely an inspiration when it comes to beauty. She's doing exactly everything I want to do. Exactly. So she would be, like, one of my inspirations as far as the beauty industry is concerned. And then as far as trends with regards to makeup, I'd have to say just a natural, fresh, makeup. Skin that looks like you're not wearing makeup, even though you probably do have some makeup on. And I don't know if it's necessarily a trend. It's probably just my personal aesthetic that I love. So I want to see it all the time, even though I know that there's a place and a time for, you know, different looks and different creative directions. But I'd have to say, you know, that would be it for me.
Okay.
Cool. Now, is there anything you would like the listening audience to know about you, about your blog, or what you have coming up? Are there any websites you want to throw out or anything like that? Any upcoming events or any information, you know, you feel like you want to share?
The thing that I want my readers to know, everybody listening, and those who will probably listen to this later on, is that I am thankful for your support. I'm thankful for those of you who check the blog every day, who leave comments, who are actually taking something away from the blog, people who tell me that, you know, my skin has improved because I've started a consistent skincare regimen, or, you know, I finally understand my hair texture because I read a post where you broke down the different types of hair textures, and so now I know how to properly care for my particular texture. I just want to say thank you to all those people who, you know, have supported me from the beginning. Thank you to those people who may have just found me and, you know, send me emails of support and kind words. Thank you to the people who come to the events. Just thank you. And as far as what's to come, a lot of exciting things for end of summer, fall, which I can't really talk about right now. But they will be posted on the blog and Facebook and Twitter, and so everyone will definitely be made aware of them. That's it.
Now, for all those people who heard you say that, you cannot talk about it right now. For those people who've been trying to find out what Illusions Cosmetics has planned, you cannot talk about it right now. We definitely can't talk about it on Twitter and Facebook. So stay tuned. We promise you it's something big. We know you're going to like it. And just you're going to have to wait till July-ish. And we're going to give it to you. But we'll start announcing it towards the end of this month. It's going to be
July-ish.
Big. Yeah, July-ish. You're going to love it. I mean, we already love it. And it's going to be good. And we can't wait to present it to you. So just hold on, please. Don't hit us up on Twitter about it, please.
All right. With that being said, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm so happy that you finally came on, and we will definitely try to get you back months down the road so we can see what you have going on, what's new, and if you've gotten any closer to some of these short-term goals that you mentioned earlier. So we're going to be keeping our eye on you for that. But before we close out, we always ask our guests what beauty means to them. So we want to know what beauty means to you.
Beauty for me is definitely passion.
Mm-hmm.
Beauty for me is, you know, someone going after their goals. Someone, you know, working hard to, you know, achieve their dreams. And so that's definitely beauty for me.
Great. I love that when you just said beauty is passion. And I think that kind of sums up the other two things that you said.
And I'd like to, before we get cut off, I want to thank you too again for having me.
You're welcome.
Very, very appreciative. And I just want to thank you guys again for this amazing opportunity.
You're so welcome.
You're going to have to come back and maybe we'll have like a beauty blogger panel or something just for different beauty blogs. And you can come back and be on the panel or whatever you want to come back and do.
I would love to. I would love to.
Great. Sounds good. And thank you to Coffee. I'm trying to get that number right. 0410, is that right?
Yes, I think that is.
Okay. And Technicolor and Jim James Beauty and all of the Twitter followers that called in tonight. We really appreciate you guys calling in or joining us in the chat room. And again, for those who did not call in but are listening and did not sign into the chat room but are listening, thank you so much. Again, in the future, if you have a question, you can always dial 914-803-4399 or email your questions to info@illusionsbeauty.com. Again, thank you all for listening, and everyone have a great night.
Thank you.
Go Lakers.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.